Dear ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Deutsche Konsum REIT-AG results for the half year 2017/2018. Participants on the call are Rolf Elgeti, CEO, Christian Hellmuth, CFO, and Alexander Kroth, CIO. At our customer's request, this conference will be recorded. As a reminder, all participants will be in a listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. If any participant has difficulties hearing the conference, please press star key followed by zero on your telephone for operator assistance. May I now hand you over to Rolf Elgeti, CEO, who will lead you through this conference. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you, and thanks everyone for taking time to listen to this quick call on our H1 figures. You've probably seen the press release and the report, and also, of course, an updated investor relations presentation on our website. I will just very briefly run through the key points of the presentation, and then I think we can just take questions because, of course, not much has really changed in terms of the big picture. What have we achieved in the first half of our fiscal year? First, we've invested in 27 new properties, and we invested for over 107 million euros, which is more than we expected. As you know, our guidance was that we would invest about 100 million for the entire year, so to reach that already after six months is quite good. The external growth is well on track, and you can see from the numbers that the yields and the multipliers, and the square meter prices are still very similar to those six, 12, and 18 months ago. I think one of the most important news about our update is that the acquisition pipeline is there. We're still able to invest the money in exactly the same product, with the same tenant, with the same yields. This, of course, is quite important and is a quite accretive growth. We still have firepower left, which is good news. In terms of the balance sheet, to finish that off, we have slightly increased the LTV, but of course, we are still way below our LTV target of 50%. We can use this as we draw down loans from here over the next months, literally loans that we have already arranged and signed and can draw down upon, which of course we haven't done yet because we don't need the money yet. In terms of the operations, two key points really. We have extended the lease in Erfurt with Real, which, as you know, is not only our biggest lease, but was also the only significant one that was due to expire in about 2 years from now. We signed a fresh 15-year lease, which is quite encouraging, not just as a sign that things actually work the way we hoped and underwrote when we acquired, but also it significantly reduces the risk in our company and increases the WALT significantly to now over 5 years. 5.2 years to be precise. We still work on a number of revitalizations, most notably in the project you know in Greifswald. We've also added a few more in Rostock, Bitterfeld, and Hohenmühlen in particular, and one or two more to come, in particular in Ueckermünde. On the investment side, things look good, both in terms of acquisitions as well as CapEx. On the funding side, we're looking still quite strong on the balance sheet. Of course, our 10% capital increase, which we've done in December 2017, has been quite helpful there. It has also, of course, increased the NAV, which over the last six months has grown by just over 9%. In terms of the key figures, again, very briefly, I just highlight one thing, because you can see that all. What I find is most worth noting is that the rental income has grown by 53% and the FFO has gone up by 62%. In other words, the FFO has grown by more, by 9 percentage points more than the rental income. That's extremely significant because it means that our margin has been expanded, because I guess anybody can just buy more properties and collect more rent. Of course, the key thing is to expand the margin. Why has the margin expanded? Well, the key thing is that we have a reasonably lean cost structure. Our property and asset management costs are kind of a stable variable cost effectively, so they grow in a linear fashion. Our overheads are extremely slim, and that means that we have this operational leverage, which is showing in these numbers. in short, we've pretty much achieved what we said we would for the full year. We can reiterate our guidance. We're completely on track with them. Operationally, things look strong, and the refinancing is also kind of going along as planned, and we can reduce the funding costs going forward to potentially below 2% as also previously guided. So, in short, no surprises on anything. I think that's where I would like to leave it, and would like to take questions if there are any.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you have a question for our speaker, please dial 01 on your telephone keypad now to enter the queue. Once your name has been announced, you can ask a question. If you find your question is answered before it is your turn to speak, you can dial 02 to cancel your question. If you're using speaker equipment today, please lift the handset before making your selection. One moment, please, for the first question. The first question is from Kai Klose of Berenberg. Your line is now open.
Yes, hello. Good afternoon, gentlemen. Two quick questions. First one is on page 7, where you show the annualized rent, which went up from 24.8 to 25.6. Just to understand, is this a like-for-like number, or are you just comparing the portfolio as of March? Second question would be on the capitalized maintenance, or on the other difference between FFO and AFFO. Maybe you could indicate that you have spent a bit more into the portfolio in the first half. Could you give us maybe a bit of an indication what you expect for the second half, and a bit of, also a bit of a sort of properties where you're going to spend a bit more, that we have a bit of feeling of what can be expected.
Yeah, I think thank you, Kai. I think first on the annualized rent, this is not like for like. This is just comparing the portfolio as of end of March to as of end of September, and is only looking at the properties where we have had the exchange in title already. Therefore, the growth is less than what you would have thought given the acquisitions, which is based on notarizations. So it's not like for like. And on the CapEx, basically, here we have the key projects are in Greifswald, but we also have had SSF in Rostock and Hohenmülsen. And these are basically the things that we have worked on for some time, where now in this first half we've had the key bills. So most of the revitalization work obviously is first done on paper, where you have new concepts, new fire systems in place, new layouts, get a new building permit, then get new tenants on board, and only then you start the work, and only thereafter you pay the bills, and that's when we book them, and therefore we've had effectively the bulk of those works booked in H1 this fiscal year.
Sure. And if we compare the amount of capital which we have spent so far in the existing portfolio with the properties you bought shown on page 9, is there a similar asset which are there similar sizable projects or properties where you're going to spend also a significant amount, or is it more kind of a refreshment and a bit of a modernization? Just to understand what kind of properties have been added or will be added to the portfolio until the end.
No, the short answer is no. I think we have two more properties where we're looking at bigger kind of CapEx project. One is in Ueckermünde, but that will not happen in the second half of this year. I think there'll be a next year story, but that will also be small. Then we have had the Pleissen Center, which will eventually undertake some redevelopments, which we've already kind of agreed with the tenant, but that might be postponed for a number of years, actually, because the lease is still running for a long time. So that's a bit of a luxury problem. And so we've literally had a bit of a hump, really, on the CapEx, because it's effectively the Greifswald and the Hohenmülsen bills that they're currently paying.
So
these numbers would definitely be much, much lower in absolute and percentage terms going forward.
I see. And the very last question, there will be two additional OBs, or the DIY market with OB as a tenant being added until the end, just the end. For your portfolio looking forward, would you be prepared and would you be happy to buy additional OBs, or would you think that the current exposure to DIY market is now, let's say, enough, or what are your plans in this subsector?
Very well spotted. We are not fans of the DIY market as such. I mean, we like DIY markets. We think they strengthen existing centers if you have them, and also they benefit a lot from existing centers. So DIY as part of bigger centers, we're great fans of. Single kind of DIYs, we typically don't like so much. But within this group, we're quite keen on OBI because we feel that OBI has sort of the right sort of size and product mix and is of course the market leader as well. I think a good OBI in a good location is something we would do anytime again. But generally speaking, we're not too keen on that market segment when you talk about standalone, say, Hagebaumarkt or anything like that anywhere, because there you have the key risk of you never know how their kind of a demand for lettable space will change. And then you may have the wrong building permit. It may be too small or too big, and then it's unpopular, and then you run an unnecessary risk. But having said all that, we don't look at this from a top-down point of view. We look at the buildings individually. We take a view, and if you like it, and any allocation of tenants and product mixes kind of happens implicitly. I think we're not fans as such of other DIY markets.
That's very clear. Many thanks indeed.
Thank you.
The next question is from Georg Kandes of Bankhaus Lampe. Your line is now open.
Good afternoon from Düsseldorf. You mentioned that there was some periodical cost item in the P&L. Could you elaborate what these are? And the second question, just lost in my mind, but maybe it comes back.
Christian, would you like to answer that?
Hello, good afternoon also from my side. Mr. Kandes, we have a few one-offs, so it's actually one point where we had taken, where we had drawn new loans and where we had to pay front-up fees. It's an amount of around 60,000 euros. We haven't drawn the loan so far, so it's going to be set off when we have taken the loan in the balance sheet afterwards. And another thing is that we have received a few invoices, which actually belongs to the prior year. So it's not recurring, and that's why we have made an adjustment here.
Mm-hmm. And the second question I had, could you elaborate a little bit more on your pipeline? Are you in some areas where you have already reached exclusivity?
No, I think the pipeline is a little bit seasonal. I mean, we have lots of things where we are close to exclusivity or where, sellers don't work with exclusivity as such. One just works and sees what happens. But judging from prior years' experience, it could well be that we'll only acquire a little bit pre-summer and then more or less warm up lots of things kind of over the summer, which then will come to a closing in, say, September or so. So if your question is, will we do another 100 million in the next 3 months, I think that's unlikely. But the pipeline is strong, the pipeline is full, but it seems that we will have a bit of a cyclical wave maybe in September, October again, rather than just in the next month or two, given summer, etc. But you never know. I mean, we're always looking at the kind of three figures in terms of millions of euros at any one time, and it's always binary, and anything is possible.
And then regarding the Erfurt property, you have now a very long lease contract there. It more or less has developed into a core product. Is this something that you're thinking about to sell?
The short answer is you are exactly right. It is a core product now. It's a good location, long lease, good tenant, so it ticks all the boxes. So it's something that where we might kind of start a small test balloon to see what happens. I don't want to promise anything on that, but it's something that we will consider and see if there's a really high price for it. I think then we will have a look at it.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you.
The next question is from Thomas Effler of Oddo BHF. Your line is now open.
Yeah, hello. I have a question regarding the valuation, potential valuation gains for the second half. Looking at the further yield contraction in the market, what kind of figure or what can we expect for the second half?
Yeah, it's too early to tell concrete detail, of course, but you are right. I mean, the yields in the markets have tightened further, so that alone should lead to a significant valuation uplift. We also have increased the WALT. We have reduced vacancy, and we have repositioned some properties. So these are three reasons kind of why individual properties could be re-rated independent of the market. While it's not being able to give you any number at all, we would expect a positive revaluation effect.
Okay, so at least in the figure we have seen the year before, with the higher volume of the portfolio now.
Where is it? Again,
early.
No one knows. No one
okay.
knows. And the way
the
value has
in the first quarter or in the fourth quarter? So.
No, we will do the valuations now so that we will have the valuation result. The annual valuation will be done for the 9 months figures.
9 months, okay.
So in the next quarterly set.
Good, perfect. Thank you.
There are currently no further questions. As a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad now. We haven't received any further questions, so I hand back to you, gentlemen.
Great. Well, that was very efficient. Thanks very much, everyone. If there are any further questions, we are around and happy to take a look at any of them. If not, thank you for your time, your trust and confidence, and speak soon, no doubt. Thanks, everyone. Bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your attendance. This call has been concluded. You may disconnect.